Thank you very much for coming. My name is Haile Tadese, and I'm working in RSUSDA, Oklahoma. So my title is Effect of Temporal Scales on Estimating Evapotranspiration with APEX Model. Plant growth and measurement of sediments, nutrients, pesticides, and pathogens affected by water balance. So it's very important to know the water balance, to know the sediments, nutrients, and pesticides in the system. Evapotranspiration, ET, is a major component of hydrological budgets and requires accurate estimation for many studies. And ET is information is necessary for many applications in agriculture and hydrologic budgets modeling. And actually, evapotranspiration is a major consumptive use for irrigation water and precipitation. Therefore, it's very important to estimate very accurately. To estimate ET, we can use many hydrological models, including agricultural policy, environmental extender APEX, and SWAT. APEX is a scientific basis for the nutrient tracking tool NTT, which is used by USDA to estimate nutrient loss to the environment. So we are using NTT to develop the project. Besides the applying different models, it's also important to consider the temporal scales for model estimation. And APEX streamflow simulation performance also varies with respect to temporal scales. Therefore, the objective is to determine which parameters are sensitive to ET, and at the same time determine the impact of temporal scales on model calibration and validation performance to estimate ET. So the study area is in bushland in Texas, and my specific site is the northwest field. Lysimeter data from 2001-2010 measured for cotton, sorghum, and soybean were used for model calibration and validation. Both crop and measured ET were used for the model calibration and validation purpose. Just this is show you how we did. So we used the NTT interface to build the model. For the model to run, we need this digital elevation model, soil, weather, land use, and that will produce the APEX project. To do the sensitivity analysis, we applied APEX Sensen, which is developed in our lab, because the data is very huge. We also applied SpellMap, which is also developed in our lab, for data extraction, data aggregation purposes. For this study, we ran the model for 50,000 runs, so it's very hard to do it in Excel or other software. So the statistical measures applied to evaluate the model is NSE and percent bias. So simulated crop yield within one standard deviation from measured crop yield. And for the model evaluation, we applied Moriarty ETL 2015, NSE greater than 0.8, and PBS less than plus or minus 10%. Besides this, because the default parameters are assuming unlimited water availability, we also modified the crop parameters to adjust the simulated crop yield. So the parameters we modified is the fraction of growing season when leaf area declines, maximum potential leaf area index, and the second point on optimum leaf area development curve for both cotton and sorghum. When we come to the results, the sensitive parameters using the PBS and NSE evaluation criteria is the soil evaporation plant cover, roots growth soil strength, Hargreaves equation and Hargreaves exponent, curve number, and soil evaporation coefficients. So we have three temporal scales, which is daily and monthly and annual. So when we see the daily calibration results, as you can see, the value is NSE 0.45 and PBAS is 12.1 during calibration. During validation, similarly, the NSE value is 0.43, PBAS 24%. When we come to the monthly performance comparison, actually did better, which is NSE 0.82 and percent bias 0.6% during calibration. Similarly, during validation period, the monthly temporal scale did very well, which is NSE 0.81 and PBAS 9%. The annual temporal scale similarly did good during the calibration period, which is NSE 0.88 and PBAS 0.7%. However, when we apply this calibrated model for the validation period, the model didn't capture the inter-year variability, and that's why we have this NSE value negative 0.1. However, the overall average, the PBAS is okay, that's 8%. So the conclusion is, based on the PBAS and NSCE evaluations, the common sensitive parameters are soil evaporation plant cover, Hargreaves equation exponents, and the curve number retention parameter. During the calibration period, the model simulated daily ET poorly with unsatisfactory NSE and satisfactory percent bias performance rating. However, the model simulated both annual and monthly ET very well with very good NSE and PBAS performance during the calibration period. When we come to the validation period, similarly, the daily temporal scale didn't do well, so both NSE and PBAS performance rating is poor. The monthly ET model very well with very good NSE and PBAS during validation period. Similarly, the model simulated annual ET with good PBAS. However, it achieved unsatisfactory NSE values. And this implies that the model simulated the long-term average ET well, but it didn't capture the inter-annual variability very well. This also implies that the calibrated both daily and annual parameter values are not robust enough to simulate temporal ET. And therefore, in this study, we recommend parameterization and simulating ET on a monthly temporal scale in cases with limited annual data. So this project is funded by Environmental Markets, Office of Environmental Markets, USDA. Thank you, and questions.
We have about 6 minutes.
Entity is using Hargreaves method for Texas. So that's why the reason we use Hargreaves, because this entity is going to use for estimating the nutrient losses throughout the Texas. So we have to use the same method. For different purposes, yes, but for this purpose, we use the Hargreaves method to see how the Hargreaves method achieves in these different temporal scales.
We do have our solar radiation and terraces, but the project is really here to parameterize this use in hundreds of the cost of what the farmers will be using. We wanted to make sure that we get the optimal parameters for the same DT method that farmers will be using. So, yeah.
And I guess that's based on the limited weather data.
Correct. Because you don't find the rest of these other data sets. These are available in that bushland location, but the farmers are not because they don't have data sets.
And I think the other thing was in one of the graphs, you had showed the average annual, in the annual graph, you had showed the average there. And I think that can be a bit misleading, showing the average when actually the measurement is simulated. Like you had mentioned, the inter annual variability is quite huge, but the average seems to be okay.
Oh, you mean the during the validation, yes.
Validation,
yes.
Yeah. So that's one of the key things that people have to be very careful when you're picking which performance statistic you're going to use. Okay, you're going to get different results based on that. I mean, we could present the results using percent bias myself and not show the inter-annual variability, and of course the model will be perceived to be good.
Yeah.
So it's usually recommended that you use more than one statistic so that you can evaluate the model, you know, comprehensively both from that. If you're interested in long-term average, then you can just pick that.
Yeah.
But if you're really wanting to see what's happening from 1 year to the next, or from 1 month to the next, then you need to use NASDAQ to, in general, pick those issues, which are good so that you can go and, you know, improve your model.
Yeah. So I'm thinking you can possibly say this would be good for you to get out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term average.
What would be the primary reason why in some years it's perfect, almost perfect, and then in 2008 it's not quite?
Well, for example, in 2008 it's cotton, so this means the parameters selected during calibration didn't achieve very good during the same year. So this is different crop types. We have sorghum, soybean, and cotton. So 2008 is cotton, so it didn't simulate very well during calibration.
What about the 2010?
2010 is soybean, so it's relatively okay.
So you're saying that cotton at this time is still difficult?
Yes, the parameters, we tried many options to, because when you model, for example, using one parameter, it gives you good results for 1 year, but when you try to simulate that after 4 or 5 years, it didn't give you a good result.
So there is more work to do.
Yeah, there is, yes.
Thank you.